Partly cloudy and 35.
The only way to really see UK basketball is through the eyes of the voice of the Wildcats, Kaywood Ledford. Hear Kaywood call him on WHAS Louisville.
A hijacking this morning from North Carolina to Cuba. WHAS continuing news at 6. Good morning. This is Jerry Leitzel. The Delta jetliner with more than 60 people aboard is now on the ground in Cuba after a gunman hijacked it this morning over North Carolina. The plane was on a flight from Atlanta to New York. Authorities in Washington saying the plane apparently is being refueled in Havana and is to return to Miami. In Acworth, Georgia this morning, about 1,000 people are forced out of their homes because of a train derailment. Four cars of a Louisville and Nashville freight, three carrying deadly cargo, derailed in the downtown area. Former Beatle Paul McCartney is free at last. Japanese officials this morning dropped their drug investigation of McCartney and are deporting him. McCartney had been jailed for the past 9 months, or rather 9 days, because officials say they found marijuana in his luggage. WHAS continuing news time is 6:01.
This is Will Rogers, Jr., with some words of hope for everyone who ate a mite too much over the holidays. They're words from a woman who manages to stay looking young and beautiful year after year. My friend, the actress, Barbara Rush. Barbara, you're on.
Thank you, Will. I've often heard you sing the praises of Washington apples, and I couldn't agree more. I've always loved apples, and I know how they help when I need to lose a few pounds fast and still feel fit. The new Washington apple diet is a real discovery. It's nutritious, it's well-balanced, and it's fun. And I'll be telling more about it on page 6 of the February Family Circle, along with a complete diet, or ride apples, box 18, Wenatchee, Washington, for the diet, and some new apple recipes. Of course, check with your doctor before you diet.
I might add one more tip, Barbara. My friends who grow apples in Washington State tell me the Golden Delicious are extra good and plentiful this year. Now, this is Will Rogers, Jr.
and Barbara Rush,
wishing you a Washington Apple New Year.
A flu-like illness sweeping the Louisville area has reportedly closed one Catholic school today, St. George Elementary, because many of the kids have the illness. Symptoms include headaches, chest pains, and a dry cough. The faces were different, but the message was the same: don't close our high school. The place was Ballard High, the occasion the second of three public hearings on school system plans to close Wagoner and two other highs. Three students of the 450 people attending talked to us about Wagoner's academic excellence.
We look better on my college, you know, and a college this is the second highest academic school, you know, so.
It sure is. It's got the greatest record for academic. It's one of the top
in Kentucky. And we don't have a lot of drug problems or anything.
The school board will hear public comments on the plan Monday and hold a third public hearing on Tuesday. 50 Clark County bus drivers are in the second morning of their strike over pay. That means kids who ride their buses will again have to find another way to school. Louisville police think the body of a woman found last night in Oldham County is 34-year-old Barbara Helm, missing since Sunday. An autopsy set this morning to confirm the woman's identity and establish the cause of death. Police spokesman Carl Yates says the dead woman was fully clothed and had been beaten about the face. He adds there is no apparent connection between Helm's disappearance from the restaurant where she worked and money reported missing.
Of course I intend to go on.
That is Senator Ted Kennedy loudly squashing rumors he's quitting the Democratic presidential race. The self-deprecating reference he made that last night to his landslide defeat at President Carter's hands in the Iowa caucuses was to a group of union supporters in Washington. WHAS continuing news time is 6:04.
Hey, name a place that's never crowded but millions of people shop there.
South Central Bell's Yellow Pages.
Ah, you heard it.
Sure, that's why the Yellow Pages are the best place to tell all about your business. Now I've got one. What's black and yellow and red all over?
Aha, the Yellow Pages.
Uh-uh, a sunburned banana.
Oh.
If you want to sell, get in Bell and tell them where to call. Tell it in Bell's Yellow Pages, get in Bell and tell it all.
Keep your eye on TGNY. We're just around the corner with your very best buy.
You can count on TGNY for really low everyday prices in every department. And TGNY's one for the money sale means even greater value for your dollar. Boys Golden Fruit of the Loom briefs and t-shirts are on sale now for just $2.97 per pack of three. Check the sale circular for more values and save at TGNY Family Centers.
Your best buy is at TGNY.
This is my final newscast. After 5 years with WHAS Radio News, I'm leaving to begin another job in the company. For letting me share the news with you, thank you and goodbye.
Sayonara, Jerry.
all-around wonderful human being in his own right. Folks, what you don't know is there are 123 fans and fellow workers, colleagues in the studio with Jerry at this moment, and there's not a dry eye in the house. Not
except
a dry glass in the house either, but it all kind of goes together. Okay, Jerry.
Uh-oh, that means it's time for the weather, and here is meteorological person Ken Schultz.
And the Jerry Leitzel Memorial Forecast. Mostly doo-dah, but the high temperature today, mostly woo-woo. We're rolling down, Jerry. There, we got them all in. Our forecast for today, partly cloudy and cool, the high 46, partly cloudy and cold tonight, our low of 25. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, and cold with snow developing. Our high tomorrow, 34 degrees. And in Louisville right now, with partly cloudy skies, it's 35 degrees.
That was just really poetic. Thank
touching,
you.
Touching, yes.
Good luck. Jerry wants to put a touch on you for about $5 for gas fare home on the way out, kid. It's 6:06 at WHAS. Time for Sports 84, and here's the serious Bud Reeves.
After such a period of sentimentality, there is nothing left to say except, Wayne, that Ohio State's fourth-ranked Buckeyes won a key road victory over Illinois in the tight Big Ten race.